just before 3 o'clock this morning. Kent is well, the area of Ramsgate, about 6 kilometres south of Ramsgate, experienced an earthquake of a magnitude of 4.2. Been quite widely felt, and lots of people were woken up. Most felt reports we've received so far, of which we have received about 800, are coming from around 75-80 kilometres radius around the epicentre, which is, as I said, about 6 kilometres south of Ramsgate.
So how powerful is a 4.2 quake? Can you put it into context for us?
Yeah, I'm putting it in context. 4.2, I mean, obviously it's quite a significant earthquake for the UK, based on that we don't get many of them. We get 200 earthquakes somewhere in the UK every year, but not all of this size. Most go unnoticed by the general public. Every now and then, for example, about every 2 or 3 years, we get one of this size. Quite significant in the region because people are frightened and alarmed by it because they haven't felt earthquakes before. But to put it in context, it's actually about 260,000 times smaller than the earthquake that hit Nepal a few weeks ago.
We did have an earthquake of a similar magnitude, I believe, in Folkestone quite a few years ago. But this time around, it seems like there wasn't much damage or anything like that caused.
Yeah, back in, there was a similar sized earthquake. It was a magnitude 2, so a magnitude 4.3 in Folkestone, which was in 28th of April 2007. And the reason there's not been any damage or what compared to the Folkestone one, the Folkestone earthquake was much, much more shallow. It wasn't at a depth of 15 kilometres, it was a depth of about 3 kilometres. So the felt area from that earthquake was smaller, but there was more damage reported from that earthquake, only because of its depth.